Good phrases. Setting. Character.
Passive entertainment. BBC. Watching films or television shows is passive entertainment.
Provide children with a rich source of imagination.
Imaginary characters.
Fairy tale books.
Textual content.
Expand their vocabulary.
Develop their narrative skills.
Television viewers.
Have access to. Some Dutch citizens are wondering if they will still have access to healthcare in the UK.
A source of information.
Drama series.
Learn new words and phrases.
Some people think that reading for pleasure is more useful in developing children's imagination and language skills than watching television and surfing the internet. To what extent do you agree or disagree?
Some people think that reading for pleasure is a better way for children to develop imagination and language skills than watching television and using the internet. I partly agree with this view. On the one hand, reading for pleasure is an effective way for children to develop imagination. Short stories and novels have settings that are different from the world in which the young readers live. Children have to use their imagination to understand the stories and the characters. By contrast, watching television and surfing the internet are passive entertainment that does not need much imagination to understand. Furthermore, reading for pleasure can provide children with a rich source of imagination for other activities, such as drawing and painting. For example, many young girls enjoy drawing Cinderella and Snow White, who are imaginary characters they have read about in fairy tale books. Also, reading books for pleasure can effectively develop children's language skills, especially reading and writing skills, because books provide textual content. For instance, reading literature can expand their vocabulary and develop their narrative skills. The books that children have read for pleasure also give them interesting ideas in their writing class. On the other hand, I believe that television and the internet can also help children to develop their language skills, especially listening and speaking skills. Young television viewers and internet users have access to many sources of information, such as news shows and drama series. These resources not only help them to learn new words and phrases, but also allow them to see the activities for which the words and phrases are used. This is particularly useful in helping them to develop their listening and speaking skills. To conclude, while I agree that reading for pleasure is beneficial to the development of children's imagination and language skills, I believe that television and the internet are also helpful in developing children's language skills, especially listening and speaking skills.